Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first things first, can you give us a bit of an overview of what the project you're working on aims to achieve?
Well, as you were saying in the introduction, big data and access to all kinds of data sources change the music industry. So we're using all these data sources to understand what is going on in the music industry. And we're also trying to understand how managers, composers, artists are using those data sources in their daily business to understand where should they, how should they plan their tours, who should they sign, what artists should they sign, when should they release their next songs, and so on and so forth. So it's both using the data to understand the industry and talk to the industry and see how they are using these new data sources.
Mm. Well, it is a huge new thing to get your head around, I suppose, all of this big data and online music streaming. What have you found so far through your research?
Well, one finding, I guess, is that the opportunities that these data sources offer the music industry is largely untapped. It's early days, perhaps. But still, quite a lot of artists and managers are not using the data to understand how their music is being used. So that is one finding. Another finding is that we're able to pick up some really, really interesting changes in how music is being used across Australia, both in public venues and from online sources in a way that we previously could not. So we can, for instance, see how we listen more to a certain kind of music these days than we did just a few years ago, and are able to follow those that dynamics in great detail.
If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning on 2SER, we're talking with Professor Patrick Wikstrom, of Queensland University of Technology, about his involvement with a research project on the future of Australia's music industry. Now, Patrick, when we think of research projects, we usually think about scientists analysing data and conducting experiments. But how do you go about conducting research on music and the music industry?
We're doing a couple of things. First of all, we talk to people. So do a whole range of interviews with managers and publishers and artists and composers across Australia. But we're also building a machine, if you like, to collect large amounts of data on how music is being used. So we're collecting data from online sources, from partners that we are working with across Australia, and compile that into a comprehensive picture of what is happening in the music industry.
Mm. Well, I'd imagine a lot of this information, as far as its potential uses, are going to require a lot of in-depth analysis and very careful planning. How is this going to change in terms of utilising the sort of information that your study is finding? How is this going to change the way that the music industry is traversed by musicians and artists, particularly independent artists who don't have management behind them and people who can analyse this sort of data for them?
Oh, that's a really good point. Because, it's not really straightforward and easy to make sense of the data. And you don't need to be a computer scientist to analyze this, but at least you need a certain set of skills and perhaps an interest that if you're a musician, you're interested in music and playing for people, and you're not interested in analyzing data. So it's what the music, a number of companies are doing right now is trying to develop tools and support for musicians and composers to make the data useful and to make it possible for people who are not interested in data analytics to actually make sense of the data and make decisions based on this large data sets that are available. So it still is a big challenge, and maybe obviously perhaps one of the reasons why it's not used in a greater extent than it probably will in a number of years' time.
Mm. Well, one final question is, beyond sort of these artists, independent artists and things like that, which you're just speaking about, what sort of aspects of the potential future of Australia's music industry is this project looking into, and potentially what is it foreseeing as well?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping for is that by using these new data sources, we will really be able to see how music is being used. And not only the music from the big artists, but also from the independent artists. So we can make sure that if an independent artist music is being used in whatever context, that artist and the composer is actually being paid properly, which is not the case all the time today. So we hope to be able to help the industry and musicians and artists in the industry get paid for their work, basically, in a fair and transparent way. So that's what we hope for the future and to make sure that the Australian music industry survives and grows.
Mm. Well, it sounds like it's quite noble research, because it's a dire situation in the music industry for a lot of people. And for a lot of young artists, I'm sure it's very exciting to hear about the prospect of being able to understand all of these big analytics to use them to your advantage a little bit better. Patrick, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Phil.